This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another chapter of Good Day Health. How do you do? Doug Steffen here with my friend, colleague, pal, someone, a consort, in a manner of speaking. I guess I could use that because he helps me. He's a consultant to me in my health and a consultant to you in your health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, for our hour of exchange, mostly information that Ken gleans by looking at the various medical journals, what is being recommended, and more with Ken than with Jack. There's a focus on COVID because there's so much research being done. There's so much focus in the laboratories around the country and around the world. I want Ken to bring us up to date so we see or we understand, we hear his conclusive findings by reading into all of these things. And yeah, there are other things going on medically. It's COVID, and then, oh, all the rest of this stuff. Let's get to number one here, not necessarily number one on the list, but the FDA has listed a number of dangerous hand sanitizers, which begs the question, Ken, why do we need hand sanitizers at all? Why can't we do what has been recommended and seems to make the most sense? Get a bar of soap and get some hot water and wash your hands. Why do we have to be doing anything else?
Well, most of us don't have a bathroom in our cars. And there are going to be times when we're out and about and we don't have access to running water. And having some hand sanitizer is a convenient option when we don't have the ideal option of soap and water. So it's plan B when there's no soap and water around. And in my world, that happens. I would imagine in most of our worlds, you need your hands.
How do you do it in your office? What do you, you've got a staff of about 20 people in at Lake Cardiology in your clinic in Florida. So what do they do? What do you do between patients or when you move from one patient to another?
Well, we're all wearing a face mask,
right,
and making sure especially our nose is covered because that's where the receptor for the virus is. It's located in your nose. It's not the only way it gets in, but probably 80 to 90% of it gets in through the nose. And before you even get into our office, your temperature is checked. And if you have any symptoms, you're asked not even to come to the office, and you're called before you even come. So there's a lot of filtering out of people before they even get in the door, and then they're checked before they get in the door. And we have hand sanitizer available throughout the building in the dispenser where you just press the top and it comes right out, and you have to use it like you're washing your hands under soap and water. You know, sing happy birthday twice as you're using it, and then it should melt away and your hands should be nice and clean.
I got to visualize you. You want to practice that with me?
But me, I have access. This is for the patients we give them that access. I fortunately have access to, during the day when I'm seeing patients, to running water, and I will wash my hands between patients with soap and water and sing happy birthday twice as I'm doing it. And
can I hear you do that?
You want to hear me do that?
Yeah,
you want to lose all our listeners?
No. Yeah. Happy birthday. All right, so here we go into the list, or how you know. I guess maybe that's the question that comes.
But you were asking me about approved hand sanitizer.
Yes, yeah, I want to know.
Which is very important, because the FDA did make some news this week about earlier a month or two ago, they had made some comments about potentially dangerous hand sanitizers, and a few months ago, those were taken off the market. But this week, they made more news about expanding the list of potentially dangerous hand sanitizers, and they expanded the list by stating that there's a warning that all hand sanitizers that include methanol should be taken off the market because the methanol can be toxic if it's absorbed through the skin. You have adverse effects such as blindness, heart damage, effects on the central nervous system, and hospitalizations and death due to this. So what I'm recommending is just look at the hand sanitizer that you're using, because some people bought the giant size a few months ago, still have a third of that giant size bottle left as they're using it. Just look at the ingredients. Make sure there's no methanol with an M, methanol in it. If there is, take it back, get rid of it, don't use it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have gone into this business, like the mask business. A lot of people,
yes.
You know, we talked about MyPillow early on, the
take
first 3 or 4 months of this.
And add water, and they've got hand sanitizer.
Right, and so they made masks, and other companies that were in who knows what business started to make, everybody became an expert. Everybody became, oh, here's our hand sanitizer, because there was none of it on the shelves, none of it in the stores, and people were frustrated, worried. And the concern led to them being open to buying almost anything that was out there that said hand sanitizer on the label. And there was no regulation. The FDA still doesn't have any regulation. They just say, these are not good, don't buy them. So look at that list. But soap and hot water.
Are you having trouble finding currently hand sanitizer?
I don't own, I don't have, never bought a bottle in my life.
Wow.
Never. So under the circumstances, I'm probably unusual. I didn't like from the beginning the fact that they killed the bacteria, the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. You get it on your hands. You know, there's something that in this age, this is what is so frustrating about this. We need the good bacteria that's on our hands and on our skin. We touch our mouths. It goes into our system and helps us to have a better, healthier, happier, more wholesome body. But that's the thing. The problem is that there's good and bad there, and you get into your system, and then you get antibiotics, and they kill all of everything, good ones and bad ones. So it's, you know, I think that I've never embraced hand sanitizers. Never liked them. I remember seeing them in your office and seeing people use them and thinking to myself, because I'd always go into the bathroom and wash my hands.
Yes, the nicer option, but right. Certainly there are times when it's just not possible.
Right. All right, let's talk about masks in a moment and whether they really do the right ones. Maybe there's a differentiation between good masks and not-so-good masks. We'll find out as we continue here with more important information, how to reduce your anxiety during the epidemic, I call them the Wuhan, the Rona, whatever it is. We want to give you education, which almost always lessens the burden of fear. And so when I talk about diabetes and things, heart diseases, things that are problematic for people who have or are susceptible to COVID, the weight loss thing, we talk about diabetes all the time and how about 40% of our country is clinically obese, and that's bad, bad, bad for anything that's, you know, you're inviting the COVID to come in because your immune system is compromised when you're that heavy. So let's fix that by using Calitrin to lose weight and keep it off. It has become America's number one choice for healthy, healthy, healthy weight loss because it's all natural. It's safe. There aren't any drugs. There aren't any stimulants. And one of the other things that's good about it, when you go online to toploss.com to order your 3-month supply, you get another 3 months free. I think it takes 6 months to get your body tuned in to lose the weight and to keep it off. So you buy three and you get three free. It's a BOGO deal. Use the DJV code. No shipping charges either. All this can be done very easily by going to toploss.com. look at the story behind the people who have had success. 86% of the people that go on this thing lose the weight and keep it off. So the unlimited buy three, get three free summer sizzler is yours for the asking and the taking. No shipping charges. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
You know the products, iPhone, iPad, iPod, and many others. Based in California, Apple is one of the most successful tech companies on the planet. And so we asked tech analyst Tim Beharin with Creative Strategies, what's next for Apple?
The premium product will be their first 5G phone.
Right.
And there is tremendous pent-up interest for 5G phone. If you are one who travels a great deal, especially, you really want to tap into the next generation of wireless, which is 5G. There are other phones that will probably come out that continue just to support 4G, but they will have higher speed processors, better screens, etc. I think they have to have a range of phones this time coming out, because not everybody's going to want a 5G, but those who do will drive huge demand for it.
More from Tim is at techpinions.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Next item of interest here on the bandwagon Good Day Health list of things that you have been watching is an answer to the question about masks and the good ones, the bad ones. But no matter what, if you have a mask on, what does the research show you're doing?
If you're wearing, first of all, there's three kinds of masks. People get this, let's help people understand all this.
Yep.
There's a cloth mask, a surgical mask, and an N95 mask. And the masks definitely help stop the spread of the virus. The virus, in general, spreads when people let out air. So loud talking, singing, or coughing by people who are infected with the virus, that's how the virus spreads. And it gets out into the air, and then you breathe it in, and that's how most of it gets to you. Yes, you can take it in through your mouth. It's also possible to get it in through the eye, although that's a lot less common. You know, if you're a healthcare worker, you're doing procedures, and people are coughing in your face, you know, you definitely need to have eyes, nose, and mouth protected. But for most who are not working in a surgical, in a medical environment, even though, and I know Dr. Fauci this week mentioned, as he was asked on a TV show about adding eye protection, and he basically, you know, gave a scientist's answer that, you know, it would be beneficial. And yes, it would be beneficial, but you have to look at yourself on an individual basis, how much you're at risk. You know, are we all now going to be walking around with
zombies?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, at what degree are we going to be doing this? But I think if you're not working in a healthcare hospital, definitely wearing a face mask is a good idea for yourself and for spreading.
Makes lots of good sense. All right, let's talk about your specialty, heart disease. You're a person that specializes in cardiology. How's that affected the people who have it, have cardiological problems? How are they being affected by COVID? Up next here on Good Day Health.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, buy one, get one 50% off on all True Red printer paper.
And shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/1/20. In-store only. Discount applies to lowest priced item while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Next up, Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health as we understand what happens. Ken's specialty is heart disease and your circulatory system and how that all works. That's where he cut his teeth. But then certainly now with all of the, you know, everybody's coming to you for everything because they think you know, especially people listen to you on the radio. By the way, you can reach out to Ken for telemedical advice and connection. 352-735-1400 is the office number in Mount Dora. So those of you in Florida, the Southeast, wherever you are, it's harder now. If you're not driving, it's hard to get around. So certainly within driving distance, 352-735-1400 to see him in his office. But if you want that telemedical connection, no matter where you are, call that same number, 352-735-1400. Connect with Ken and let him take a shot at getting you on the right side of whatever problems you have. Now, so as you're a cardiologist, but basically a general practitioner too, what happens with people who have heart disease, heart damage, according to the research?
Well, I just want to, in front of this report, if you are attuned to the news, you're going to hear about this, and I don't want you to panic, and I want you to realize that what I'm about to say is preliminary. It's a small study, and it needs a lot more follow-up. On the surface, it sounds rather shocking if you look at the headline. The headline is that 3/4 of adults with COVID-19 have heart damage after recovery, and that obviously is quite a startling headline, and it comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the cardiology edition. However, if you look under the hood, the important thing is that this was a study of only 100 patients. And yes, 78 had evidence of heart damage on MRI, that's magnetic resonance imaging.
Good question.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. And when I read the article, I had the same question. And, you know, yes, they found that 78% had indication of inflammation of the sac around the heart, the pericardium called pericarditis, had inflammation of the heart muscle itself called myocarditis. And most of these patients, they say, did not have heart disease before. But the question is, how did they select these 78? And even the authors conclude that they need to largely expand this study and also follow these patients in a much larger number for a much longer period of time to see what happens. So that's why the headline looks horrible. But whether this really will be seen in thousands of patients yet needs to be seen, or did they just select out 78 who barely made it out of the intensive care unit, although they said in the article that some of them had mild to moderate disease. But it's not totally clear how this was done, and what needs to be done is a randomized controlled study where they take, you know, the next...
Who would do that?
Any academic center who would love to do this, because I'm sure you can get a grant for doing this, and any researcher who's in the area would love to do it.
So is it likely that would you ask one of your patients to participate in some kind of research?
I think it's a very reasonable thing to participate in research like this, yes.
Coming up, rapid at-home testing, is that likely to make a difference? And Ken, being in Florida where he is, give us an update on the situation there, because it may not be as dire as the news media would have us believe. Gee, what a shock. It's the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industries. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owe the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having been declared a hurricane hours ago, what was Tropical Storm Isaias is now heading towards the eastern seaboard. John Cangliosi at the National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to near Florida's southeastern coast over the weekend.
And then the threat expands up the coast for the Carolinas early next week, and then for New England, Long Island and New England, toward the middle of the week.
And he says it could maintain Hurricane 1 strength all the way up the coast. One Marine has died in a mishap off the coast of California, 8 others still missing. The Pentagon says 16 service members were inside an amphibious assault vehicle when it started taking on water. The Navy and Coast Guard are assisting in a search, which involves multiple helicopters and boats.
boats from the larger Navy ships nearby. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A top Trump administration official discusses the president's decision to pull more troops out of Afghanistan. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Pompeo was asked by Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul when exactly we're getting our troops out of Afghanistan and bringing them home.
So the president's given two missions. One is to reduce our force posture, both the risk to our young men and women who are fighting there. The second is to ensure that there's not a terror attack that emanates from that space. We set about conducting a peace and reconciliation process. We've now reduced forces there by about half since their most recent peak. We're on our way to reduce even further. Hopeful that we will get the Afghans to begin their negotiation because President Trump has made very clear his expectation. We've entered into agreement that we'll go to zero. We'll get our forces out of there. I think it's May of next year. We're looking to do that on terms that make sure we protect America from a...
And Cook County prosecutors in Chicago dropping a domestic battery case involving two of R. Kelly's former girlfriends. Jocelyn Savage was accused of hitting and kicking Azriel Clary in a January attack at the singer's home in Trump Tower in Chicago. It was caught on Instagram Live. Prosecutors decided to drop the charge against Savage earlier this month after Clary said she didn't want to proceed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, second half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Our focus, not necessarily the whole show on the virus and various bits and pieces of information, but certainly it's important for us to keep up to date and aware of what is going on. So what about these rapid, they've been described as at-home tests? The FDA says okay to that, or it could be fast, it could be cheap, it could be handled entirely at home. Is that something you'd give a thumbs up to, Ken?
Yes, I would. And it's this rapid test where you just put like a Q-tip swab into your nose, not deep up into your skull, into the sinuses, but just in the nostrils themselves. You twirl it around, you put it in each nostril, and you put it into a little bottle and seal it off and send it off. And I know a number of patients who've done this, and it works.
Yep. All right. So let's get to the bottom line. Once again, Florida is the epicenter, it seems, Florida and Texas this week.
And California and Florida at the moment are the epicenters, but Arkansas.
Southeast and Southwest.
But it's moving to the Midwest.
Yeah, but not the upper. New England, we're pretty clear.
At the moment.
Rare.
You've had the first wave. Yeah. And the first wave, I think we're still in the first wave. The first wave is just moving. It moved to the south where right now Florida and California are peaking and Texas, hopefully peak. But, you know, it's moving right now more to the Midwest and Northwest. And they soon will have their fair share. And, you know, that's what happens. It goes to the place. It seems to do its thing and then move on. And in Florida, it's not all the same. Different parts of Florida are being differently affected. Southeast Florida, the Miami area, is the epicenter. You
well,
move
that's
further.
Because people are being irresponsible, Ken, aren't they?
Well, it's, you know, I think it has to do with, I don't know, part of it is that people, how personal behavior, part of it is density of living, part of it is, you know, cross-fertilization with other areas of the world. It's a number of factors, but definitely wearing a mask, social distancing, keep your hands clean, definitely has a huge impact.
So again, all of these bits and pieces come together as a way attitudinally of understanding what's going on and not worrying so much about it. Jennifer Horn, who's on the DJV program with me, has contracted the virus, and all the members of her family have it, Ken, as well. Not sure where it began, whether it was her, because somebody works, she works at a local radio station in Los Angeles in addition to doing,
how is she doing
my DJV show. She slept now for 4 days straight. She doesn't have any taste, doesn't have any smell. And well, she's
yes,
worn out, tired.
In 85% of people, the first sign or symptom is loss of taste or smell.
Okay, and so when do they get it back? That could be one of our questions on Ask Dr. Ken. For Dr. Ken, when do you get that back?
Most people in 10 to 14 days will feel pretty much all better. But there are lingers. There are some people it takes 3-4 weeks before their taste and smell comes back. Most people after that time frame do get it back. And there are some, there's a tiny fraction who are not seeing it come back. And that's very tiny.
Why would that be?
Why would that be?
Yeah, why would you get it back? Yeah,
people
do research.
Listen, what's amazing about this virus is how differently some people react. There are people who have zero symptoms. There are people who stay on a ventilator for a month and then die. This is an amazingly variable response to how people have. I don't want to use the word unique, but it's close to unique in how variable people are in their response to this drug, to this virus.
So, people are worried about dying and wondering what they take. There is, I love these headlines, the CBS News headline today, new controversy over hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That too. So what is there that's new? Is this just made up BS headlines?
Well, it's the ongoing controversy of whether the combination of hydroxychloroquine.
It's not a controversy. It's an attack. Let's call it what it is. I'll put my words into it anyway.
Azithromycin and zinc, whether it's effective or not, because there are more studies out in the last week or two on both sides, and people are, you know, debating this. But the key is, and it's very sad that there's any debate here, because it's all politics. And the truth is, there's a professor at Yale who has really an MD, PhD, Department of Epidemiology at Yale. There's a professor of infectious disease at up in New Jersey, who have really done an outstanding job of untangling this. They both see patients. They both do research, and also I think that they're really the most credible about this in my read of the literature, because I've been reading everything that's published about this since the beginning of the virus. And what you really see is that when you use hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin and zinc early on, you get, right now we have rapid testing. So you go to the ER, you'll know before you leave the ER whether you have it or not. And at that point in time, if you have a positive test, in my humble opinion, in other you know, professors from up in New Jersey and at Yale. At that point in time, you should be treated with the hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc immediately. And that's where it's effective. But if you don't treat it at that point, what happens in most ERs is you're sent out with no specific treatment. And the problem is 3 to 4 days later, people reappear and then they're admitted, put on a ventilator, and many will die a month later on the ventilator. And so much, the point is that so much of that can be avoided if hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc were prescribed immediately after diagnosis. If you wait until you're admitted to the hospital, it has unpredictable effects, and in most of the studies, if you wait several days, it's not effective. But if you treat immediately, and if you treat it in an adequate dose with adequate duration, it is, and that's what you have to look at, all these studies with the headlines, what's the study design, how long did they treat for, what dose, and how quickly did they start, and that's where it's effective. And if you want to design a study that shows it's not effective, then you have a study design where you treat late, not immediately, and with not an adequate dose. And that's what's going on here, and the results are being used to, unfortunately, in a political manner, to confuse everybody.
All right, so we've got that not going for us. In a moment, what about vaccines? What about medicine? What's the latest in those areas? Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Show that has his name on it. There are a lot of different things that I'm doing in my various podcasts, this being the foremost, the Good Day Health Show podcast. But also, if you go to Your Hidden Power show.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com, you'll see a discussion, or you hear actually, a discussion of how you can reduce anxiety that's been brought on by this pandemic. Pretty much all the things that I'm doing, whether it be the yourhiddenpowershow.com, americanfamilyfarmershow.com, Good Day Health Show, the djvshow.com, all these are havens for information, so you know what is real and what isn't from our perspective. And we have certainly a blend of credible sources that bring you what to think about here. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. In a matter of moments, as I say, let's talk about vaccines and maybe some new pharmaceuticals here.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here and the latest on what sort of vaccine trials this Moderna group that's here in my backyard in Boston, as an experimental vaccine developed actually by the company and NIH. Is that unusual for the government to team up with a biotechnology company, Ken?
No, not at all. They provide big bucks. Dr. Fauci, who runs the NIH, has been working on a vaccine for HIV with and without the help of pharmaceutical companies unsuccessfully. And, to work together is not unheard of. It just adds the... There are things that academia can do, there are things that industry can do, there are things that government can do. They each have their own unique skill sets. They do have overlapping skill sets, but often to get to the end zone as quickly as possible, you have to work as a team. And I was asked from the last segment who this professor from Yale is who is advocating early use of hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin, and it's Dr. Harvey Risch, R-I-S-C-H. He's an MD, PhD, an epidemiology professor at Yale School of Public Health, and he has written an article published that if we were using the hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, as I talked about in the previous segment, early on, immediately after diagnosis, we'd be saving 75,000 to 100,000 people. And I heard him talk and interviewed yesterday after the most recent publications were made about it, because that's where you're going to hear all the noise. And he feels even more firmly about his article that came out a few weeks ago about early use. He feels that all of the data that's come out to date of this show confirms his strong belief, as Dr. Smith up in New Jersey, also infectious disease expert, father, professor of infectious disease, retired in the past. So these two experts in infectious disease still feel, with what's been published to date today, that early use of hydroxychloroquine is so beneficial. And even just in the last day or two, Ohio has banned the use of hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak for use for COVID. Part of the problem is, although the FDA early on...
Ignorance is part of the problem, and politics is another part of the problem.
And confusion is, the FDA early on came out in favor, and then afterwards, their most recent decision is that it should only be used in hospital, not as an outpatient, and that's what's created a lot of confusion for the doctors and uneasiness, but it's just a shame. There's countries around the world that have really had a great impact on this by using this as an outpatient, and it can be used extremely safely. It's a drug that's been around, hydroxychloroquine, for 50 years.
It just shows you what a grab-ass mentality we have here, frankly, and the hold the drug companies have on society.
This is not the drug companies. This is not the drug companies. This is academia.
Well, and whatever it is.
And This is not the drug companies. This is academia.
But it still, Ken, is confusing and not accurate. So no matter where it comes from, it'll be touted by the news media, especially the ones that don't Trump.
But these are Dr. Fauci and academics who are expressing and bashing this use. Dr. Fauci's opinion is it's ineffective.
Yeah. Well, but that's, here we go again with who's got what axe to grind and where it is that the research has been done. All right. More of this, perhaps, as we get to questions for Dr. Ken. That's coming up next here on Good Day Health.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Ken Kronhaus is here with questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's get to some more questions about a potential vaccine, Ken. One wonders whether the vaccine will protect against the virus, whether it is this vaccine or the placebo that could be introduced into your body. What's better, having the virus put into your body or some other whatever material they might use to try to knock down? I mean, a lot of people think that it's an immune, this whatever the good, the vaccine is going to be that's most effective will enhance your immune system. So what direction are we supposed to be going in here?
Well, that's what the tests are going on. There's many, over 100 vaccine trials going on right now, and some use different parts of the virus. You know, we're not using active, alive virus, but some use inactivated, some use particles of the virus, some use DNA, RNA fragments of the virus. And this is where the trial's going, and we'll know because there have been at least a few trials that have made it to the third last step. Moderna, a China virus. I mean, the irony is here that the Chinese may get to the finish line first, and is everybody going to line up for a Chinese vaccine? But Moderna is right behind there, and both of their phase two trials were very encouraging, safe, and producing antibody at the level or even higher than what people will generate when they're exposed to the actual virus and get ill. So there's some real great hope that by the end of the year, we're going to have the 30,000 trial phase three done and know truly whether one of these vaccines is safe and effective. And by the end of the year, early spring, my predict by spring, there'll be plenty of vaccine for anyone who wants it. close to the end of the year, I think they're going to have a vaccine safe and effective, and they'll start what we call triage. The people at most risk will be first come, first serve. You know, the elderly, the people with the risk factors, and I think we're going to have several choices, and we'll know the answer to your question after these phase three trials. 30,000 people randomized, and then looking to see what the results are regarding safety and effectiveness. Your question is why we're doing phase three trials.
Well, I want to know, the rest of my question is, what's Ken Kronhaus going to take for a vaccine when it's available?
Let me see what the results show. You can't make that decision now until you see the safety and effectiveness of the various trials. And then once we see them, then we're going to make a decision.
All right, next up, there is a lot of talk about Kodak. Remember Eastman Kodak? They were the number one position when it came to photography, equipment, that sort of thing. They got out of that business and they went into the drug business, buying Sterling Drug in 1994 for $5 billion, and then they sold it. And now they're going back, trying to come up with the ingredients. They're branching out into pharmaceuticals, $765 million. So the question is, can a new company like this be a startup and be effective? Is that enough money? And, obviously we're cheering for them because it's an American company. We don't want anything from China. But one wonders if $760, that seems like a lot of money, but is it really?
Well, I think it's a $765 million loan from the government. And, I was an undergraduate at the University of Rochester. When I was there in the 1970s, Kodak with Xerox owned Rochester. And it's amazing, the Eastman Quad at the University of Rochester. It's amazing to think that Rochester, that Kodak in its former form is no longer there, and it's not. And I wouldn't put anything past them. I mean, amazing company. That's a lot of money, and there's probably a lot of space and production line there that can be used effectively. I wouldn't. Let's see what they can do.
All over those cities in northern New York, whether it be Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, there's all kinds of places there, and plenty of, all you do is drive around, I'm sure, down where you are. There are offices for rent, for sale, for lease, up and down every street because of the effect of what, has happened, the reality of what's happened here with the virus. So, answers to questions, ask Dr. Ken here every week at this time. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.